Welcome to Talks from the Bible. The book of Romans is a New Testament book having been written by the Apostle Paul. This epistle is addressed to those who are identified as saints, who are beloved of God in Romans 1 and verse 7. The Apostle Paul has been called of God to be an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ and to proclaim the gospel of God. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 16, Paul makes this statement in writing to the church, "But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report?" Isaiah was that Old Testament prophet who came long before the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah preached to the rebellious nation, those people who would not hear God and would not obey God. And so he had asked the question, "Lord, who hath believed our report?" Isaiah lamented that there were those who had not obeyed the gospel of Christ. The Apostle Paul laments that not all have obeyed the gospel of Christ. The sad condition of our world of today is that not all have obeyed the gospel. The gospel is a message that is preached. The gospel must be obeyed. As one hears the gospel, he must be moved to obey the gospel. The gospel must be accepted through obedience. We cannot simply listen to the message of the gospel, but rather we must obey the message of the gospel. The purpose of the gospel is to save our soul. The gospel is a message that is preached concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, and that message is to bring us into a relationship with Christ so that we might have our sins forgiven and be saved in heaven. But not all will obey the gospel. Many will hear the gospel oftentimes, but they will not obey the gospel. Many enjoy hearing the gospel. Many read the gospel in the pages of the Bible, but they will not obey the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ has been established and has been secured. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Corinth, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain." Notice the wording of this particular passage of Scripture. Paul is writing to brethren. They were his brethren through their relationship with Jesus Christ. Paul had preached the gospel in Corinth. Many had obeyed the gospel in Corinth, and they were brethren. Those who share the common faith of the Lord Jesus Christ in obeying the gospel are brethren. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. The church is a family that is created by God through obedience to the gospel of Christ. Paul says to the church, he had declared unto them the gospel. He had preached the gospel unto them. They had received the gospel, meaning that they had heard the gospel and they had obeyed the gospel. They stood in the gospel. They were remaining faithful to the gospel. After one obeys the gospel, that one must continue to live according to the standard of the gospel. As we grow in Christ, we learn more and more about Christ, about what Christ would have us to be. And we grow in Christ. We are to stand in the gospel. We are to continue to live according to the gospel. We are not to turn away from the teaching of the gospel, but rather we are to continue to embrace the gospel and live according to the gospel. They had received the gospel. They were standing in the gospel. And as a result, they were saved. The gospel will save us. The gospel will save us from sin. The gospel will save us from an immoral life. The gospel will save us from Satan. But Paul adds this note, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. They must remember what Paul had preached. If they were going to be saved, they must continue to live according to the gospel, or else they would have believed in vain. The gospel of Jesus Christ has the power to save. At Romans 1 and verse 16, Paul makes this statement, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." The gospel is God's power to save. God placed salvation in a message. It is in a word. We hear the word. We believe the word. We live according to the word. And we are saved. Paul declared that the gospel was God's power to save them. The gospel will save everyone who believes the gospel. The gospel must be heard and the gospel must be believed. The gospel of Jesus Christ has been preached. Mark 16:15, Jesus has risen from the dead. He has spent 40 days with his disciples, and now he is going to ascend to his heavenly Father. He tells them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." This was the charge that Jesus gave unto them. They were to go and preach the gospel. The gospel must be believed. We must live according to the gospel. We must continue to abide in the gospel. And the gospel has the power to save us. The gospel will save everyone who believes the gospel. The gospel was to be preached to every creature because every creature is important to God. God wants every creature saved. God wants every person who has lived in the world to be saved, who does live in the world to be saved, and who will live in the world to be saved. From every race and from every culture, from every language barrier, from every social standing, from around the world, Jesus Christ wants the gospel preached to every creature. And the gospel has been preached. The gospel is being preached. If you are listening to this message today, you are listening to the gospel. You must hear the gospel. You must believe the gospel. You must obey the gospel. And you must live according to the gospel. And the gospel will save you. You need nothing else except the gospel. You need to embrace no other doctrine except the gospel. You need to hear no other message except the gospel. The gospel alone is sufficient to save the soul. Jesus told his disciples, "Go preach the gospel." In Colossians chapter 1, at verses 5 and 6, Paul says, "For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth." The gospel is the revelation of God's grace. The gospel is God's truth. And the gospel is our hope. We have a hope when we hear the gospel. That hope is laid up in heaven. Paul said this hope had been heard by them in the word of the truth of the gospel. The gospel is God's truth. The gospel must be preached in truth. And the gospel had come unto them as it had in all the world. Paul tells the church at Colossae that the world had heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is preached today. Every person has the opportunity in all the world to hear the gospel. The gospel is preached in public. The gospel is preached in our church buildings. The gospel is preached in the newspaper and by the printed page. The gospel is preached by way of radio and television. Hear the gospel. Believe the gospel. Obey the gospel. Stand in the gospel. Live according to the gospel, and you will be saved. The gospel has been established and secured. The gospel has the power to save. The gospel has been preached. But Paul said, they have not all obeyed the gospel. Despite the fact that the gospel had been established and secured, that the gospel had the power to save, and that the gospel had been preached, not all had obeyed the gospel. The gospel is rejected today. Many will hear the gospel of Christ, but yet they will not obey the gospel of Christ. Perhaps it is that you are listening to this program on this radio station. Perhaps you listen each week to the gospel being preached. Have you obeyed the gospel? Do you live according to the gospel? The gospel is God's truth for humanity. The gospel is God's standard of salvation. The gospel is the message that God wants proclaimed so that you personally might be saved. God is interested in your soul. We are interested in your soul. I am interested in your soul. I preach because I want people to be saved. I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ because it is the message of truth. And that message has the power to save the soul from sin. But the gospel is being rejected. Many do not obey the gospel, even though they hear the gospel. Why? Let me suggest to you some reasons as to why the gospel is not obeyed and why the gospel is rejected by many, many people. I would suggest first that a reason for rejecting the gospel is prejudice. Many people are prejudiced against the gospel. That prejudice may come from what they have been taught by their family. That prejudice may come because of what their family members believe. That prejudice may come because of how other people are going to feel. But some people have a prejudice toward the gospel. John 1 and verse 11, the scripture says concerning Jesus, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Jesus came to the Jewish people. He preached unto them. He performed miracles among them. He established the truth that he was the Son of God. And yet, they did not receive him. The reason that they did not receive him was because of prejudice. They were prejudiced against him because of where he had been born. They were prejudiced against him because of who his parents were. They were prejudiced against him because his teaching did not align with what they believed and what they wanted to hear. We can be prejudiced against the gospel because we do not hear what we want to hear. We must not hear what we want to hear. We must hear what God wants us to hear. We must hear the Word of God. And if the Word of God conflicts with what we believe and how we feel, we must change. We must repent. We must do what God wants us to do. These people would not because of their prejudice. In John 7 and verse 52, they answered and said unto him, art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. Their prejudice stemmed from the place from which Christ had come. They did not believe that a prophet would come out of Galilee. And yet, the prophets of old had predicted the place from whence Jesus would come. They predicted how Jesus would be born. They predicted the circumstances of the life of Christ. But yet, people held a prejudice against Jesus. We must not allow prejudice to prevent us from obeying the gospel of Christ. We must remove our prejudice. We may have to go against the way we have been raised, what we have been taught, how other people feel, and even how we feel ourselves. We must hear the gospel, the simple message of truth, and obey that message. Many reject the gospel and do not obey the gospel because of their occupation. They have an occupation, a livelihood, which prevents them from obeying the gospel. Their occupation is dictated by sin and transgression. Sometimes we have to give up our occupation in order to be a Christian. In Acts 19 and verse 27, Paul has gone into Ephesus and he is preaching the gospel. These people earn their living by making silver shrines unto their idol. This is their occupation. This is the means of their livelihood. And the scripture says, so that not only this, our craft is in danger to be set at naught. The gospel set their occupation in opposition to the truth of God. The gospel dictated that they were going to have to give up the making of silver shrines, because you cannot worship a god other than God. We cannot give ourselves to idolatry. We must examine the work which we do, the occupation which we have, the means of our livelihood, and determine whether or not that livelihood is true and right according to the teaching of Scripture. Some people would have to give up their occupation in order to be a Christian. Some would have to leave their means of livelihood and follow some other source of income to provide for themselves and their family if they became a Christian. And many people are unwilling to do that. Our occupation can stand in the way of our obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. But our occupation is only temporal. Our soul is eternal. We must consider our eternal welfare. We must consider our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We must decide whether making a living is more important than saving our soul. And of course it is not. The soul is the most precious item that you own. Of all of the possessions that you have, regardless of their value, your soul is the most valuable possession that you have. That soul must be secured in salvation through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in obedience to the gospel of Christ. We must not reject the gospel of Christ because of the way we make our living. We may have to find a new job, a new course of livelihood, but we must obey the gospel. Some do not obey the gospel because of a lifestyle interference. It interferes with their lifestyle. Many have a lifestyle that involves sinfulness, lasciviousness. Many would prefer to drink and carouse and gamble and involve themselves in all sorts of sinfulness. A sinful lifestyle must be forsaken. John 12 and verse 43, they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. They were praised by men. But the praise of men is fickle. The praise of men will change. The people that love you today may hate you tomorrow. The people that appreciate you today may devalue you tomorrow. The people who embrace you today may cast you away tomorrow. Here were people in John chapter 12 who would not obey the Christ, who would not follow the Christ, who would not give themselves to the Christ, because they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. They did not want to give up their lifestyle. They wanted men to praise them, men to honor them. But the praise of God is far more important, because God will stand with you. God will stand for you, and God will stand by you. God will be a constant companion. God will not leave you in times of need or when your circumstance becomes bad. God remains faithful to His people. He is a friend that we need in this world because of the circumstances of the world and because of the conditions of human life. We need to follow God rather than men. We need to leave a sinful lifestyle in order to obey Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17, Paul calls upon the church, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." God calls us to separate ourselves from the world. The world in this passage of Scripture means the sinfulness of the world, the evil of the society, the debauchery of the culture. We must remove ourselves from that. While we live in a sinful world, the sin of the world must not live in us. We must live in this world and be separate from the sin and the evil that is in the world. We must isolate ourselves away from that sinfulness and that evil. We may have to change our lifestyle in order to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Some do not obey the gospel of Christ because of a lack of understanding. They feel that they do not understand everything that they need to know. In Mark 5, 15 through 17, "And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast." Jesus had driven this demon out of this man. This man lived in a very vile manner. He could not control himself. The demon controlled him. The demon would make him cry out and cut himself and perform all kinds of evil things against himself. The people were frightened by him, but now Jesus has cast the demon out. This man is calm, this man is relaxed, this man is in control of himself. Jesus has changed the life of this man. And these people see this, but they do not understand what has happened. And so they ask Jesus to leave them, to depart out of their coast. They ask Jesus to depart because they had a lack of understanding concerning the mission of Christ. Jesus could have explained to them. Jesus could have taught them. Jesus could have instructed them to a fuller understanding of who he was, what he was about, and the miracles that he performed. But they were not willing to gain that understanding. To gain an understanding of the Bible takes some time. When we begin on the Christian journey, we must understand a few basic truths. We must understand that we are lost in sin, that we must obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. We must understand how we obey the gospel through faith, repentance, confession, and immersion in water. And upon doing those acts of obedience, we become a Christian. We're added to the Lord's church. And then we begin to grow in our knowledge and in our understanding of the truth of God. We do not have to know a great deal in order to become a Christian. But oftentimes a lack of understanding of the Christian religion and the mission of Christ will cause people to disrespect and disregard the gospel of Christ. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 30, "Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understand us what thou readest." Here was a man reading the Bible, but yet he did not understand what he was reading. He needed clarification. He needed instruction. And the evangelist Philip had been sent so that that instruction might be provided. There are people who will help us to grow in our understanding. There are faithful preachers who will help us to grow in our understanding. There are preachers who faithfully preach the truth of God. There are many who do not. There are many who preach error and have no respect for the truth. But there are also those who faithfully proclaim the truth of God and who will help us to grow in our instruction and who will help us to become wise. We must not fail to obey the gospel because we do not have an understanding of everything at the beginning. Some do not obey the gospel because of a decision not to change. They do not want to change the way they live. They do not want to change where the places they go or the things that they do. In Mark 10:22, he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. This young man had come to Christ and asked the way of eternal life. And Jesus said, you have to sell what you have. Jesus wanted to separate his heart from his riches so that he would love God more than he loved material wealth. This young man did not want to change the way he lived. He did not want to change the rich lifestyle that he enjoyed. Some people do not wish to change. They do not want to change the way they live their life, the places that they go and the things that they do and the people with whom they associate. But there must be change. The doctrine of change in the New Testament is called repentance. We must repent. We must go in a different direction. We must change the way we live. And sometimes we must change the people with whom we associate. Some people will not embrace the gospel because of a hardness of heart. Their heart, they have heard the gospel so long, so many times, they have rejected it for so long and given up so many opportunities that their heart cannot be pricked. They cannot be convicted of sin. In John 12:39-40, therefore they could not believe because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. Jesus said they could not believe, and he quotes a prophecy from Isaiah which said their eyes were blind, their heart was hard, they could not see and they could not understand, and therefore they could not be converted, and because they could not be converted, God could not heal them. God cannot heal, will not heal those who are not converted. But we can fail to be converted because we do not see, we do not hear, we do not understand, because our heart has become hardened. We have closed ourselves off from God. We refuse to hear His will and do His will. Some do not obey the gospel because of opposition. John 12:42, nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. They did not want to be put out of the synagogue, and so they would not obey the gospel. They would not follow Christ. The chief rulers believed on him, many of them. But they did not wish to be put out of the synagogue, and so because of the opposition of the Pharisees, they would not obey the gospel. Sometimes one will not obey the gospel because a family member, a mother or a father or a brother or a sister, a grandfather or a grandmother, an aunt or an uncle, a cousin, or some member of the family is in opposition to the gospel. They stand opposed to the gospel. We must not allow anyone to stand between us and the gospel of Christ. We must not allow any person of our family to interfere, to stand in opposed to us against obeying the gospel of Christ. We must obey the gospel regardless of how other people feel and what other people think. We must be our own person and do our own thing and follow the Christ and embrace Him. Many do not obey the gospel because of no interest in the spiritual. They are worldly minded. They are time oriented. This world offers them all that they want. They live in the here and the now. They have no interest in things that are spiritual, things that are holy, things that are godly, and so they do not obey the gospel. John 6:60, many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? They were not interested in hearing Jesus. Many people today will not hear the gospel. They do not attend any service of the church. They involve themselves in some physical activity, some seeking of pleasure, rather than obeying the gospel of Christ. The gospel must be heard. The gospel must be believed. The gospel must be obeyed. The gospel must be lived, and the gospel will save your soul. I pray that you will save your soul as you hear the gospel and obey the gospel and live your life according to the gospel. If I can help you, call upon me. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.